G'day guys, Brandon Green here. Another episode, Let's Go Brandon Green. Let's get into this video from the hashtag Walk Away campaign. I suggest everyone go and subscribe to Walk Away. It's fucking where everyone tells their story, black or white, but predominantly black, about how they were on the plantation. They fucking seen the light and was like, yep, I identify more as a Republican. So let's get into it.
People are voting Democrat at 90% rate, and yet 38% of black children are living in poverty. 73% of black mothers are single mothers. These are all because of Democratic Party policies. I just want to ask you how you feel about that.
I feel some kind of way about the single mother part, only because that I'm a single mom, and I feel like it's really hard for us, like for us personally, especially like when it comes to childcare and stuff like that. So like basically, I'm like semi like in a situation right now where my daughter can't go to school because she's required to get a flu shot, and that's like just something that they want to pass and they're forcing, and I feel some kind of way about it because I don't have the flu shot and my mother doesn't have the flu shot and nobody else in my family has the flu shot, so I feel like it's wrong that my daughter has to have the flu shot.
You see
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's basically what that situation is. As far as poverty and stuff like that, I also live in a low-income black community, which is NYCHA, New York City Housing Authority, and it's not clean at all.
Like, it's terrible.
Like, it's roaches everywhere, rats. They don't want to come and fix the doors, and it's like they don't do nothing until like somebody gets hurt. And I feel like that's,
you know, so this lady as well has to have a good look at herself and be like, maybe I shouldn't be, you know, this is half of my responsibility. You know, I've got responsibility to not, like, just because it's every 90% of other fucking Democrats do all that stuff, and it's a thing you can do, that she needs to aim up and get the fuck out. I think she's seeing that, which is good.
That's foul.
In New York City, more black babies are aborted than born alive. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are pushing for more lenient abortion policies. They actually,
until the baby gets full term to this. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I'm definitely against that. I feel like that's not right at all, especially because they're already full term. So I was already against the abortion segment anyway, because it's wrong.
When you're under the poverty line, you feel like Democrat is for you, and it's really not. Why would you give billions of dollars of aid to other countries when you have millions of homeless people in your own country? Like, Exactly. Fix home first before you go outside and check on your neighbor.
For people like you guys, I'm not saying that you guys are below the poverty line, but there's a lot of you that are. Fucking aim the fuck up. Just, it's not like a place where you can just fucking go and get all the money. Like, just sit back, don't have a job, and yeah, the government, Democrat, yeah, they'll take care of us. Fucking go out and get a job and live good, man. It's so easy. Like, fuck, that's what I mean.
It's a conservative policy.
When you're a Democrat, you feel like, well, everything should just be given to me.
Yeah.
And that's not true. You should be working for stuff, you know? Right. You know what I'm saying? So
I actually love this guy. Do you think Donald Trump is a racist?
Yes.
Yes.
I also used to think I voted for Hillary Clinton because I thought that Donald Trump was a racist, and I thought he was I'm gay, and I thought he was homophobic, and I was really scared when he got elected president because I believed the media that kept pushing that narrative, and I've completely changed my mind now. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think he's a homophobe. What I would love is if you guys came and we just all had a discussion. Yeah. Would you be open for that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do this. Might give me a movie scene.
See what I mean? They got a fucking chance. They've identified the problems. That's the first step. Now they're on their way to fucking good things, I think. Because once you see the truth smacking in your face.
Hey, don't walk off yet. It's really great to meet you. Thanks for stopping and talking to us. Great talk. If you saw somebody wearing a Make America Great Again hat, would you automatically assume they were a racist?
No, I would not. But I would cringe, unfortunately.
Would you? Can you respect that there are people who support Donald Trump who would not support him if they thought what you were saying was true? In other words, they don't agree that he's that type of person, and that's why they're able to support him. Can you respect that?
I can respect that because I believe that everyone has their own opinion and they are going to believe what they believe. We can still try to enlighten people, but if that's the way they believe, I'm going to respect them. I'm not going to dislike them or disrespect them in any manner because we all have our choice.
I'm one of those people. I actually, well, just so I'm gay. I voted for Hillary Clinton because I believed, I was one of those people, not like you. I actually believed everything the media said. CNN said he's a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. And I was like, nope. Yeah. So I went in and I voted for Hillary Clinton. A lot of things happened. It's a long story, but I've since changed my mind. I don't believe Trump is a racist or a homophobe or a bigot. I don't believe his supporters are either. They've actually been really supportive of me in this campaign. Yeah. And I wouldn't support Trump if I thought he was a racist. I would not. I would not support anybody that I thought was a bigot, a racist, or a homophobe. And so I can respect that you feel that way. But if I decided to wear my Make America Great Again hat, I would feel really bad if you thought that I was a bad person because of that.
No, because that's the problem, is that when we see one thing happen that displays that it's not humane, it's not respectful, then we tend to group everyone in that same category,
right.
When we have to look deeper than the surface.
Can I give you a hug?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What was your name again?
Naomi.
Naomi Brandon. Thanks nice for the great you. Interview. Thank you.
For more great videos, download the Walkaway Social app at walkawaysocial.com.
Really fantastic stuff.